Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. It comes every week by email, and we're now in our fifth year on the newsletter, as we are now in our seventh year on the air, all for you, all for small business owners. Everything we do is dedicated 100% to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you're a small business owner already or whether you want to be. We're going to do what we can, and we invite really smart people on the show to talk to us about these things. And one of those really smart people is our guest this half hour. His name is Ramon Ray. And Ramon is an outstanding technology expert. He's a speaker and the author of hundreds of articles on technology and business. He's the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com, and he's the author of a book called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and he's our friend. Ramon, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to speaking with you and your audience. It's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back, Ramon, and especially because you want to talk about something that I think is one of the most exciting things that's happening and to happen into technology in a long time, and it's almost not really getting the kind of buzz that I think it ought to get, and that's wireless. Would you agree with me that it is an incredibly powerful thing that's sort of like almost like bubbling up almost under the radar? It's just sort of happening, and nobody's making a big deal out of it?
Absolutely. I guess it's one of those things where I think it provides freedom for so many people, but yet so many don't know about it. So I agree with you 100%. You have your computer, you have your laptop, and anywhere potentially you can be connected, and I think that's the amazing thing about it. But as you said, it's not talked about as much as email or spam or security other things, but yet it's so powerful.
Well, then think about it. When I started my business in 89, my small business in 89 that wound up morphing into what I'm doing right now, I had wireless capability in 89. It was my cell phone, but it was bolted to the frame of my car.
And
it was a wonderful tool. I mean, I can't imagine how much opportunity. I mean, I couldn't measure how much it provided me, how much capability it provided me. But then I got a cell phone I could put in my pocket.
And I think the key thing, Jim, as you said, is it was a wonderful tool. And I think that's one thing that has not changed. The wireless that you had then and the wireless we have now, it's a tool. Whether you're in the corporate office and you don't want to be tethered to your desk or tethered to a wall connection, you can go anywhere you want, have an instantaneous conference, or whether you're in a hotel or outside or at a client's. There's no need to have to worry about, ideally speaking, can I get connected or not?
And you know,
so I think that's the benefit of it.
Ramon, back in the late 90s, last half of the 90s, everybody thought that we had all these new rules. And the truth is, there weren't any new rules. There were only new tools.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the thing for small businesses is that how to take advantage of these tools.
Right.
You know, the Wi-Fi and the hotspot and Intel's Centrino technology, all these buzzwords going around, but they may lose sight of the focus that these are only tools that can enable them to work better, work faster, work more efficiently. So I think that's the critical point, is that how to differentiate between the techno-speak and how to use this as a practical tool.
How can we turn all that techno-speak, as you call it, into profit on my bottom line? How do we do that? And that's the key. But wireless can do that. One of the things talk to us about some of the things that wireless can help a small business. Give us some examples.
Sure. Let's talk about wireless in the office and wireless outside of the office. First, inside the office. Traditionally speaking, you have your desktop computer or your notebook computer, and it has to be plugged into a power socket, and it has to be plugged into your network.
Mm-hmm.
Using wireless, especially with a mobile device, even a PDA, you can have a conference room with three or four people and have your computers inside the room and communicate with no wire. So if you want to get up and say, you know what, let's have the meeting in this room, you can do that.
Right.
You're not restricted by the architecture of your office.
I've actually had meetings in my conference room, and realized that it wasn't a high-level meeting. It was just somebody who came over, and we were going to talk a little business. And somebody said, well, what about such-and-such website? And I would either myself or one of my employees would get up and go get our wireless notebooks and literally walk from one of those offices into the conference room with a battery, with the wireless capability, and hook up to the internet right there and spin the computer around in front of them.
Exactly. That's one good example there.
It's a wonderful tool.
Right. And the other thing, of course, if you're expanding your business and growing, you don't have to worry about the hassle of rewiring, re-networking. You can say, you know what, let's knock down this wall and make a conference room. Here's my office. Or let's put up a wall, and here's an office right here.
Right.
So that's another huge advantage of cost savings just regarding the physical structure of the business.
Well, not only that, but what if you're not in the location that you want to be in? You're renting a space, but you know it's not big enough, or you're going to have to move in 6 months or whatever. You don't have to lay any hardwire.
Absolutely, absolutely. Huge cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing then, Jim, is when you're considering outside of the business. So we talked first, you know, you have the infrastructure inside of your business, but what happens when you walk out? That means you can be productive. We have the typical example of Starbucks. Now McDonald's, they have a deal with a company called Wayport to enable more and more businesses, airports, business lounges, coffee shops, and et cetera, are enabling wireless connectivity from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that means now when you're on the train, you can still check your email.
I actually do business with Wayport. And I'm a monthly subscriber, and more I'm finding that they're popping up wherever I am. And
Absolutely.
All I have to do is turn my laptop on, and they already know who I am. And when I go through their little browser window, I'm ready to go. And it may be hardwired, it may be, but many, more and more it's becoming wireless.
Any other frustration I think you may have is that, like we mentioned, Wayport, I think there are so many other providers in that Wi-Fi, as it's called, wireless fidelity, which means mm-hmm. the wireless connectivity, will be prevalent across the entire U.S. However, I think that some businesses may find it's not always compatible.
Mm-hmm.
One person may say, I subscribe to Verizon. The other person may say, well, I have something called Boingo, B-O-I-N-G-O.
Right.
You know, so you find yourself kind of like credit cards. You have 20 in your wallet for the different stores you go to.
Uh-huh.
So that may be one.
How are we going to solve that?
Well, I think one thing is just to find out basically where you're at most often.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the good starting point. If you're in New York City, for example, Verizon now has hotspots, meaning the wireless networking. They're covering the city.
Right.
If you're in Boston, the company may be another name.
Hang on to that thought, Ramon. We're going to come back, and when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Ramon Ray, how many years is it going to be before the planet Earth, maybe just the U.S., is an entire hotspot? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ramon Ray, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses.
It's your chance to wake up and plan another.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Ramon Ray, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, give us your website, please, and tell us where your book's available.
Sure. SmallBizTechnology.com. And the book is actually listed right on the front page of SmallBizTechnology.com, which links to Amazon.
And by the way, folks, you can find Ramon also on our website and under our Brain Trust link. And you can listen to the last interview that we did with Ramon. The archive is there if you want to hear a little bit more about some things that he and I talked about last time. And as you know, before too long, probably by the end of the day, maybe by the next day, we'll have an archive of this visit. If you'd like to go back and listen to some of the really smart things Ramon has said today, you can do that at our website and under his name, under the Brain Trust. That's probably the easiest way to get to it. Ramon, let's talk about I was going to ask a question, and then I wanted to get into another important issue with regard to wireless, which is security. But before we get to that, how many years do you think it'll be before basically anywhere you go in America, you can pop your ThinkPad open or your notebook open and get connected wireless?
Sure. Let me answer that question two ways. I think currently and growing every day, every major metropolitan area and business center is most likely 80%, if not more, wirelessly enabled. However, my guess, Jim, would be in no more than about 2 years, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, one should expect to go to any decent area of the country and find wireless enabled.
Could you drive down? You think you'd be able to drive down the road and be wireless in your car?
Absolutely, because
that's what I'm waiting on. I can't wait.
For example, Verizon now from Boston to Washington, you can do that. So
from Boston to Washington, wow,
exactly.
So you can literally be driving down I-95 and do your work.
Exactly, it can be done on the train right now on Amtrak.
And of course, but of course, you have to subscribe to whoever's providing the service, the wireless service.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
which can be a little expensive, also.
Right. Well, not too much though. Probably what 50 a month or something like that.
Yeah, 50 a month to $99 a month depends on the package you get.
But look at how capable that makes you. I mean, think about the people, Ramon, all those years who commuted by train to wherever, and it was just other than reading the paper or doing some paperwork, it was lost time, wasn't it?
Right. Exactly. And now you can do a lot more, and work more productively. That's right. The bottom line.
I want to say one thing to before we go into security, Ramon,
sure.
And that is this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are buying, I don't care what you've done in the past, if you're buying a laptop computer in the next, from this moment forward for the rest of your life, do not buy it without embedded wireless technology.
Absolutely.
You can't. Absolutely. You just got to do that, because otherwise, it's like you know, we're sort of at the point where, remember when you had a choice of whether you got air conditioning or not, Ramon? You don't remember that probably, but I do. When you had a choice of whether you wanted air conditioning or not, that was an option. Folks, it's an option now. Now, before long, you know, Ramon, in another year or two, you won't have that option. It'll just be automatic, won't it?
That's correct. And even now, most, as you know, Jim, most of the PCs, you know, the higher end ones especially, by default, you know, Wi-Fi. So you're right. It's getting where you don't have a choice almost.
Okay, now we've all seen the commercials, especially some of the IBM commercials on television, where they talk about what about security for our wireless. When I hook up to wireless, I'm basically laying myself open to people who might hack me, unless I've got the right kind of security capability and take the right kind of security measures. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yes. And two ways to answer that question. Inside the corporate office, if you are wirelessly enabled, meaning you have a hotspot, if you will, in your office, mm-hmm. make sure that you have that part secure also, so that people cannot access your corporate network. That's point one.
A mechanical and a software firewall, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And some people even call it a VPN, virtual private network,
right,
to enable your employees to get to your wireless network also.
Right.
So you're right. That's exactly right, Jim. A software one, and I would recommend a hardware appliance, if you will, a device.
Which is typically like a router, a network router.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that would be your mobile device itself, whether it's your PDA, your notebook, or even your desktop, whatever is your wirelessly enabled mobile device, make sure that's secure, whether it's using encryption, whether it's making sure you have passwords, making sure you have a software firewall to know what data is going out of your computer that you haven't authorized. So, you know, we can go on and on, of course.
Of the security companies, McAfee and
right.
And Norton.
Norton, right.
They offer firewall software as part of the package with your
absolutely.
Virus software, right?
Absolutely.
Those do a pretty good job, Ramon?
They do a pretty good job. They do a very good job. It's just one still must be vigilant. You know, don't slack off with the antivirus protection.
Right.
And with being aware of what's happening, even if you can, shut your wireless device off when you're not using it.
Well, just think about it. I mean, you wouldn't get up and go to the restroom and leave your briefcase wide open in the middle of a restaurant.
You couldn't have a better analogy. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, maybe convenient, you don't want to turn it off. But if you're going to be gone for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or even disable the Wi-Fi part of it.
Yep.
So that at least you know that if your eyes are not looking at your screen, somebody else's eyes should not be wirelessly going into it.
Right.
It may not sound... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it may not sound like it can happen, but it's just like having an insurance policy.
Absolutely. Ramon, give us your website one more time.
Sure. Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Basically news and technology information to help small businesses use technology to grow.
You got a newsletter?
Yes, on the site also, smallbiztechnology.com.
Can they subscribe to it right there?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Ramon Ray, will you come back and talk about us with us some more about technology?
I would love to, Jim.
We'll get you
it's
back on real soon.
Thank you.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Thanks, Ramon. And
bye-bye.
I will be, too, after these messages with Josh Costello. We're going to talk about salesmanship. 29 after, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
should lose you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.